啊，哈利路亚！我们亲爱的主内弟兄姐妹跟慕道朋友，大家平安。
Hallelujah. I'd like to greet you with peace, dear brothers and sisters and truth seekers.
啊，有人说，在这世界上最有价值的事物啊，不一定啊，是我们眼睛能够看得到的。
Some people believe that the most valuable things in this world may not be visible.
有一个故事这么说。
There was a story that goes.
啊，这个作者啊。他啊，正坐往纽约开往波士顿的火车。
An author was on the train from New York to Boston.
那因为啊，这个火车啊，需要好几个钟头才能够抵达。
And it takes a few hours to get to the destination.
好，那作者啊啊，看到他的旁边，哎，是一个老先生，而且是一个盲人。
And the author notices that the passenger next to him was an old person who was blind.
啊，刚好这个作者他的博士论文指导教授也是一个盲人。
And it happened that the professor who helped him with his thesis dissertation was also a blind professor.
啊，所以他想说，反正啊，闲着也是闲着，啊，就弄了一杯热腾腾的咖啡呀，啊，坐了过去啊，跟这个。隔壁坐的盲人啊，开始交谈起来。
This author figures since he has some time, before he arrives at the destination, he just takes a cup of coffee, sits down next to this blind man, and starts a conversation with him.
啊，在当时，啊，洛杉矶啊正在种族暴动着。
And at that time, there was a riot in Los Angeles.
好，所以在跟这个老先生。谈话的时候，很自然的啊，就朝着这个种族的啊方向。
So naturally, their conversation geared towards the racial conflicts.
谈到种族偏见的问题。
And he raised the subject of racial discrimination.
啊，这个老先生告诉作者说，他是个南方人。
This old man told the author that he was from the South.
所以啊，他从小啊就被灌输说，黑人啊是。比白人低一等的人类啊。
Since childhood, he had been brainwashed to believe that the black people are inferior to the white people.
他家里的佣人啊，也都是黑人。
And all the servants in his household were black people.
他在南方的故乡从来没有和黑人一起吃过饭。
And when he was in the South, he never ate with the black people.
也没有和黑人一起上过学啊。
And he had never attended school with the blacks.
后来到了北方去念书。
Later, he went to the north to study.
有一次啊，他被指定在他班上办一次啊，这个哦野餐会啊。
One time, he was appointed to host a picnic for the whole class.
那他既然在邀请函上注明着，我们保留拒绝任何人的权利。
And on the invitation, he put down the words, "We reserve the right to refuse anyone."
在南方啊，这句话的意思等于啊。我们不欢迎黑人。
In the South, what that would mean would be, we don't welcome the black.
当时啊，全班哗然呐、啊，他还被叫到系主任那边去啊，被骂了一顿。
Because of what he put down in the invitation, there was a chaos in the whole class, and he was called into the dean's office, and he was chastised.、
啊、这个老先生又说、啊。
And this old man continued.
所以有时候啊，他去买东西啊，啊碰到这个黑人的店员呐、啊。
Sometimes when he goes shopping, he meets the customer representatives who are black.
在他付钱的时候，他总是把钱放在柜台上面。
And whenever he pays, he will put the cash on the counter.
好，让黑人自己去拿。
And he will let the black cashier pick up the cash themselves.
因为他不肯和黑人有任何接触的这个机会啊。
This is because he does not want any contact with the black people.
作者啊，这个时候。啊，就笑着问这个老人呐、啊。
The author smiled and asked this old man.
那你会不要和黑人结婚呢
？Would you ever marry a black person？
哈、啊，他大笑起来呀、啊。
And this old man laughed aloud.
他说：“我不和他们来往，我怎么可能会和他们结婚
？”If I never make contacts with black people, how could I possibly marry a black woman？
他说：“说实话啊、在我们当时认为啊，任何白人和黑人结婚呢、啊。”都会让父母亲羞辱死哦。
To tell you the truth, back in those days, any white person who married a black person would bring shame to the whole family.
可是后来这个老人说他在波士顿念书的时候发生了一场车祸。
But the old man continued, when he was studying in Boston, he met a car accident.
虽然大难不死，但可是他的眼睛完蛋了。
Even though he survived, he lost his sight.
他什么都看不见。
He could not see anything.
他进入了一家这个盲人重建的这个医院里头。
He went into an institution to help the blind.
在那边学习怎么样用点字的技巧。
And he learned to use the braille.
靠着手杖走路。
And he learned to use a cane.
慢慢的他开始能够独立的生活了。
And gradually he was able to become more independent.
但是他说
But he also said,
他最苦恼的事情就是他弄不清楚对方到底是白人还是黑人。
One thing that troubled him the most was that he could no longer tell whether the other person was a black or a white.
他也曾经向他的心理辅导员来谈他的困扰。
And he shared this dilemma and trouble with his therapist.
所以说他很信任他的心理辅导员。
He really trusted this therapist.
什么事都跟他讲。
And he would tell this person anything and everything.
把他看成是自己的良师益友啊。
He treats this person as a good friend and a good teacher.
结果有一天
One day,
他的心理辅导员告诉他他本身就是黑人。
His therapist told this old man that he himself was black.
从此之后他的偏见就慢慢的慢慢的消失。
And from that day on, his prejudice against the black people gradually diminished.
他看不出对方是白人还是黑人。
Because he could no longer tell whether a person is black and white.
对失明的他来说他只知道是好人还是坏人。
For someone like him who is blind, he could only tell whether the other person is good or evil.
至于皮肤的颜色没有意义的。
The skin of the person's the color of the person's skin no longer has any meaning.
车子开呀开呀开呀，快到 Boston.
As the train continued toward Boston,
老人最后说
the old man said,
说我失去了视力
I've lost my sight.
我也失去了偏见
I've also lost my prejudice.
这是多么幸福的一件事情啊
This is indeed a fortunate thing.
在月台上作者看到这个老先生的太太已经在那边等候多时了。
As they arrived at the platform, they saw this author saw that the old man's wife was waiting there at the platform.
两人亲切的拥抱。
And the old this old man went out to the train and hugged his wife.
作者赫然发现这个老人的太太是一位满头银发的黑人。
It turned out that his wife was a black woman, a silver-haired black woman.
作者这个时候才发现。
Then the author came to a realization.
自己的视力良好。
He has a good eyesight.
但是偏见依然成了这个存在。
But his prejudice still remains.
是多么不幸的一件事啊。
It is indeed unfortunate.
这个故事告诉我们。
The point of the story is,
有时候在我们生命当中
In our lives,
有很多的错看。
We may have many wrong perceptions about things.
我们太信赖自己的感觉。
We trust our own senses.
我们太强调自己的主观。
We trust in our own judgments and prejudices.
这是多么一件不幸的事情。
And this is rather unfortunate.
我们早上，我们用圣经里头的一个例子来谈一谈生命中的错看。
This morning, I'd like to cite an example from the Bible to talk about wrong perspectives in life.
它是记载在撒母耳记上。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
谈到大卫的爸爸要大卫他去前线去探望他的哥哥。
David's father had asked him to visit his brothers in the front lines.
所发生的一段事情
And an incident happened.
我们请看《撒母耳记上》的17章。
Please turn to 1 Samuel chapter 17.
17章，我们来看12节。
1 Samuel 17 verse 12.
12节，大卫是犹大伯利恒的以法他人耶西的儿子。耶西有八个儿子。当扫罗的时候，耶西已经老迈。13节。
13。
耶西的三个大儿子跟扫罗出征， 这出征的三个儿子啊，长子名叫以利亚，次子名叫亚比拿达，三子名叫撒玛。啊，十四节。
14。
大卫是最小的，那三个大儿子啊，跟随扫罗。啊，15节。
15。
大卫有时离开扫罗回伯利恒，放他父亲的羊。16节。
16。
那非利士人早晚都出来站着，如此40日。17节。
17。
有一天，耶西对他儿子大卫说：“你拿一依法烘的穗子和10个饼，速速的送到营里去，交给你哥哥们。”18节。
18。
再拿这10块奶饼送给他们的千夫长，且问你哥哥们好，向他们要一封信来。19节。
19。
扫罗和大卫的三个哥哥和以色列众人在以拉谷与非利士人打仗。20节。
20。
大卫早晨起来，将羊交托了一个看守的人，照着他父亲所吩咐的话，带着食物去了。到了辎重营，军兵刚出到战场，呐喊要战。21节。
21。
以色列人和非利士人都摆列队伍，彼此相对。22节。
22。
大卫把他带来的食物留在看守物件人的手下，跑到战场问他哥哥们安。23节。
23。
与他说话的时候，那讨战的就是属加特人的非利士人哥利亚，从非利士队中出来，说从前所说的话，大卫都听见了。24节。
24。
以色列众人看见那人就逃跑，极其害怕。我们跳过来看26节。
Skip to verse 26.
26节，大卫问站在旁边的人说：“有人杀这非利士人，除掉以色列人的耻辱，怎么样待他呢？这未受割礼的非利士人是谁呢？竟敢向永生神的军队骂阵呢？”我们看28节。
Verse 28.
28节，大卫的长兄以利亚听见大卫与他们所说的话，就向他发怒说：“你下来做什么呢？在旷野的那几只羊，你交托的谁呢？我知道你的骄傲和你心里的恶意，你下来特为要看征战。”29节。
29。
大卫说：“啊，我做了什么呢？我来岂没有缘故吗？”30节。
30。
大卫就离开他，转向别人，照先前的话而问，百姓人照先前的话回答他。这一段经节的记载啊。
And according to this passage,
当时这个高大强壮的非利士人非利士战士哥利亚每天向这个以色列人以色列军队来骂阵。
Goliath, the warrior of the Philistines, came out every day to blaspheme the name of God.
扫罗和当时的以色列众人都非常的惊惶害怕。
Saul and the rest of the Israelites were very much afraid.
虽然每天带着军队到了以拉谷，在那边摆列队伍，准备要打仗。
Even though they came out every day and drew a battle line against the Philistines.
但是因为害怕对方这个讨战的勇士哥利亚。
But they were very frightened by this Goliath, the warrior.
这个哥利亚他是一个巨人啊。
Goliath was a giant.
他身高几乎3公尺高。
And he was a...
他应该是打 NBA 的。
He was tall enough to play in the NBA.
他身上所穿的这个铠甲大概有57公斤重。
And his helmet and armor were as heavy as 57 kilograms.
他手拿着这个长枪这个枪的枪杆的这个就如同织布机的这个轴一样的粗啊。
And his spear was as heavy or big as the weaver's rod.
面对这样的强敌以色列人都害怕。
And because of his might and his height, everyone was afraid of him.
扫罗王他虽然高人一个头。
And even though Saul was a head taller than the rest.
但是在这个哥利亚前面啊，他好像小朋友一样啊。
Yet he became like a little kid in front of Goliath.
好，所以对峙了40天。
For 40 days, they had a standoff.
除了害怕，还是害怕。
They were afraid and very much afraid.
所以任凭啊，这个对方啊，在阵前呐啊咒骂着。
The Israelites could not do anything except to hear the war cry of Goliath.
当时大卫的三个哥哥们啊，也是随着扫罗在战场上。
David's three elder brothers were also with Saul in the battlefield.
因为啊，没有写任何的家书回来报平安，所以啊，大卫的爸爸耶西啊，很挂念他的儿子。
Because David's father had not heard from these three brothers for a while, he was quite anxious.
所以他就叫大卫啊，到前线去看个究竟。
Therefore, he sent David to the front lines to see his brothers.
啊，顺便呢、向他要封信来、回来报平安啊。
And they asked David to bring back a token or a letter.
哦，所以大卫照他父亲的话啊，带着啊这个慰劳的东西啊，把他的羊群啊交给人看守，就到了战场上。
David followed the father's instructions, took a keeper, left his flock with the keeper and went to the battlefield.
刚好又遇到这个哥利亚出来骂阵。
And it turned out that at that time Goliath was out there in the front lines to shout a war cry.
而以色列人看到哥利亚的表现呢，就是逃跑，极其害怕。
When the Israelites saw Goliath, they all fled and were very afraid.
所以大卫啊，他就问站在旁边的人说了。
David asked those around him,
如果有人杀掉这个非利士人啊,
If anyone kills this Philistine,
除掉以色列人的耻辱啊,
and takes away the reproach from Israel,
那王要怎么样赏赐他呢?
What shall the king do for this man?
这个没有受割礼人到底是谁呢?
Who is this uncircumcised Philistine?
怎么敢向永生神的军队啊如此无礼啊骂阵呢?
That he should defy the armies of the living God.
好，当然啊，这些以色列人呢、就告诉大卫了。
And the Israelites replied,
如果、有人能够杀了他，王啊必定赏赐他很多财物啊。
The king will richly reward anyone who kills Goliath.
甚至啊招他做驸马把公主嫁给他。
In fact, he will give his own daughter to him.
在以色列家并且要免去他父亲父家中纳粮当差的这些义务啊。
And this person's house and his father's house will be free from all the obligations of the citizens.
大卫的好奇的以及询问被他大哥以利亚看到了。
David's curiosity was known by his brothers.
他的大哥对他没有称赞反而是劈头就责备。
His brothers did not commend him, but rebuked him instead.
说你下来做什么?
They said to him, Why have you come down here?
旷野的那些羊啊，你交给谁了?
What did you do with the sheep in the wilderness?
我知道啊，你心里骄傲。
I know you are proud in your heart.
我知道你心里恶意啊。
I know you are wicked in your heart.
你下来是要看热闹的。
You have come to watch the battle.
看征战。
To see what's going on.
这件事啊，让人啊实在想不透。
This is a really puzzling incident.
大卫照着他父亲的吩咐，冒着生命的危险，到了战场来关心他们的哥哥。
David obeyed his father and risked his life to come to the battlefield to greet his brothers.
他没想到他的大哥以利亚一见面就生气了。
But unexpectedly, the first thing that the brothers did when they saw David was to become angry.
还说得那么重。那么难听的话。
And they rebuked him so sharply.
其实一向做事精明的大卫相信他大哥也都知道。
I'm sure the brothers of David knew that David was a very clever person.
一定老早就把旷野的羊交给人家托管了。
And a very wise young boy. And he must have entrusted the sheep to other people.
一定把所有的事情安顿好了才会来的。
I'm sure they knew that he would have made arrangements at home before coming out to greet them.
为什么这个大哥以利亚一听到大卫这个小弟大卫跟人家一番谈话他就 就生气。
Why is it that Eliab, the oldest brother, became so angry when he overheard David's questions?
并且很武断地断定，我知道你的骄傲。
And he even judged David, saying, "I know your presumption."
还有你心里的恶意啊。
And the evil of your heart.
到底是什么原因让这个大哥对这个小弟有如此大的误解啊？
So what exactly was it that triggered such a great misunderstanding?
啊，光凭他跟人家说话就武断地认为小弟大卫骄傲，心怀恶意。
That led him to believe that his younger brother was proud and evil in his heart.
或许啊，啊，我们如果站在大哥以利亚的啊这个场景啊，我们可以往前面回想。
Let's put ourselves in the shoes of the older brother Eliab.
当撒母耳先知奉神的差遣来到耶西的家里，要高利取代扫罗当王的啊新的王啊。
A while ago, the prophet Samuel had come to their house, to anoint someone to be the next king, to replace King Saul.
这件事情啊，对于大哥以利亚一直耿耿于怀。
Eliab must have remembered this incident.
以利亚他是耶西的长子。
He was the elder son of Jesse.
后天的条件呢、啊？啊，也是啊，人中蛟龙啊。
And he was he had the best appearance and criteria.
身材高大。
He was the tallest.
但是竟然不蒙拣选。
But he was not chosen by the prophet.
最后却高立那个小不点大卫。
Who would have expected that the little young boy as David would be picked?
更让他不服气的、啊嗯、在那个筵席上。
So what made him even more indignant was that during the feast,
从长子啊一个一个的经过撒母耳先知。
Each of the sons of Jesse, starting from the oldest, passed in front of Samuel.
都不蒙这个先知的拣选。
But none of the sons was chosen.
偏偏要等那个根本不在席上的这个大卫小子啊。
And they had to wait for the youngest son who was not even at the feast.
撒母耳先知说啊，他如果不来，我们必不坐席。
And the prophet Samuel even said, "We will not sit down to eat until David comes."
为什么这个小鬼啊，大卫那么受重视啊
？And Eliab must have thought, "What is the big deal about David?"
啊，这种种的一切啊，啊，相信在以利亚这个大哥的心里呀、啊，啊，很不是滋味了。
I'm sure the eldest brother Eliab must have felt very angry.
啊，我们回到战场上。
Coming back to the battlefield,
当腓力士战士啊啊这个哥利亚骂阵的四十天里头啊
，we see that after Goliath had shouted the war cry for 40 days,
啊，扫罗王和以色列众人都惊惶害怕。
King Saul and the Israelites were all very timid.
当然了、啊，以利亚也在这个惊惶害怕的行列里头啊。
And of course, Eliab was one of them.
啊，除了害怕无能为力之外。
He was afraid and helpless.
什么办法也没有。
And he could not do anything about it.
也就是说啊，啊，以利亚自己的不能啊。
Eliab was without any, with totally incapable.
啊，如今啊，看到有人啊，就是他的小弟大卫要来突破困境的时候。
And now his brother comes along, his youngest brother comes along and tries to do something.
以利亚却破口就骂。
And Eliab just yells at David.
我知道你的骄傲。
I know your presumption.
和你心里的恶意啊。
And the evil of your heart.
以利亚无法接受别人的能。
Eliab was not able to accept and see the ability in his brother.
而自己不能的事情哈。
And accept the fact that he himself was incapable.
想想看，骂人骄傲，其实啊，真正骄傲的是自己啊。
So let's think about it. He judged David as presumptuous, but he himself was the presumptuous one.
以利亚他自己没有，他自己不能。
Eliab did not have the qualities that David had.
啊，嫉妒那个有那个能的大卫。
So he was jealous of the David who was more capable of him.
所以谁才骄傲
？So who is the presumptuous one?
再来，我们来谈谈他对大卫说他心里怀着恶意的这件事情。
Now let's think about his comment that David was evil in his heart.
以利亚只听到大卫 跟别人的谈论。
Eliah simply overheard David's conversation with someone else.
他就武断地说，我知道你心里的恶意。
And he was so quick to judge that David was evil in his heart.
哈，这未免也太武断了。
He was so too quick to judge.
哈，以利亚说啊，我知道。
And Eliah said, I know.
他真的知道吗？
Did he really know?
其实他一点也不知道。
In fact, he knew nothing.
大卫他之所以会询问啊，有关于啊，如果杀死这个非利士人呢、啊，有什么样的这个奖赏
？The reason David inquired of the reward for killing Goliath.
大卫的出发点是什么？
Was based on this intention.
如同他所说的
，As David himself has said,
是为了要除掉以色列人的耻辱。
His intention is to remove the reproach from Israel.
面前这一个未受割礼的非利士人到底是何方神圣？
He wanted to know why is this uncircumcised Philistine on the winning side?
怎么可以如此的无礼，像永生神的军队这样的叫骂
？How could he possibly defy the armies of the living God?
啊，大卫啊，他那个一体的神圣的远大的胸怀啊，根本不是以利亚他能够知道的。
David had a very noble mindset, and this was something that Eliah knew nothing about.
不是以利亚他那种小人之心所能够了解的。
This is something that Eliah's narrow mind could not accept.
再来，他说大卫骄傲
，and he called David as presumptuous.
那就更离谱了。
And this is even a worse perception.
战场上四十天的焦灼啊
，They have been in the battlefield for 40 days.
上从君王扫罗，下至啊所有的三军将帅
，from King Saul at the top down to all the soldiers below Saul.
哈，众人呐 默默的在那边忍受这奇耻大辱的煎熬啊
，all of them endure the shame of being defied.
哈，大卫一来，打了漂亮的一个胜仗。
And David came along and fought a beautiful battle.
大卫啊，确实出了风头。
And David became the prominent one.
大卫确实啊，十分的风光啊。
And David had received a lot of glory.
啊，但是如果说大卫骄傲的话
，Now if David was the one who was presumptuous,
那也未必啊。
Then let it be.
我们看，当大卫他打了胜仗之后啊
，After David fought the battle.
啊，扫罗问他
，King Saul asked him，
他跟扫罗的对话。
He responded. He talked to Saul, King Saul.
我们请看啊，17:55
Chapter 17:55。
五十五节，扫罗看见大卫去攻击非利士人，就问元帅亚尼尔说：“亚尼尔啊，那少年人是谁的儿子？”亚尼尔说：“我敢在王面前起誓，我不知道。”56节
，56。
王说：“你可以问问那幼年人是谁的儿子。”啊，57节
，57。
大卫打死非利士人回来，亚尼尔领他到扫罗面前，他手中拿着非利士人的头。58节
，58。
扫罗问他说：“少年人呐、啊，你是谁的儿子？”大卫说：“我是你仆人伯利恒人耶西的儿子。”大卫回答扫罗。
This was David's response to Saul.
啊，当扫罗问他说：“你是谁的儿子
？”Saul asked him, "Whose son are you?"
啊，大卫啊，手里拿着啊，哥利亚的头啊。
David had in his hand the head of Goliath.
啊，他怎么回答
？Well, how did he reply to Saul?
他我只是你仆人啊，伯利恒人耶西的儿子啊。
I am the son of your servant Jesse the Bethlehemite.、
啊、大卫他深深的知道。
David knew in his heart
战场上的胜败完全在乎神、啊、
that the victory on the battlefield belonged to the Lord.
如同他在面对这个哥利亚的时候，他对哥利亚所说的话。
In fact, when he confronted Goliath, these were his words.
我们来看看这段对话。
Let's look at his words to Goliath.
17:41
Chapter 17:41.
41节，非利士人也渐渐地迎着大卫来，拿着盾牌的走在前头。42节
，42。
非利士人观看见了大卫，就藐视他，因为他年轻， 面色啊，这个面色光红，容貌俊美，四十三节。
43.
非利士人对大卫说：“你拿着杖到我这里来，我岂是狗呢？”非利士人就指着自己的神咒诅大卫。四十四节。
44.
非利士人又对大卫说：“来吧，我将你的肉给空中的飞鸟和田野的走兽吃。”四十五节。
45.
大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我啊，是靠着刀枪和铜戟。”我来攻击你是靠着万军之神的名，就是你所辱骂所带领以色列军队的神啊。46节。
46.
今日神必将你交在我的手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟和地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。47节。
47.
又使这众人知道神使人得胜不是用刀用枪，是啊，因为战争的胜败全在乎神，他必将你们交在我们的手里。这是大卫对非利士人哥利亚的一番话。
This was David's conversation with Goliath.
啊，当啊这个哥利亚看到这个大卫拿着牧羊人的机旋还有牧羊杖啊来出战的时候啊。
When Goliath saw David, a young boy with a sling in his hand and shepherd's cane,
根本没有把大卫看在眼里呀。
Shepherd's rod, he did not pay any attention to him.
哈，因为对他来说，大卫所拿的这个武器啊，啊，只不过像小孩子玩的玩具。
He thought that David had come out with a toy.
啊，怎么可能能打胜？
He didn't even consider that David would even possibly win the battle.
但是大卫的回答
，But we can study David's words.
那我们知道啊，大卫所靠的是什么
？From his words, we know who was his trust.
他所靠的是神呢、啊、
？His trust was in the Lord.
他在他心中认为是神让人啊得胜失败的。
He knew in his heart that it was the Lord who gives victory.
要让普天之下知道以色列人啊，以色列军队中有神啊。
He wanted to let the whole world know that God was with the armies of Israel.
啊，所以啊，啊，他打了，虽然打了一场漂亮的胜仗。
David indeed won a great battle.
啊，他立了极大的战功啊。
And he became a hero.
啊，大卫仍然能够心平气和的回答扫罗王。
But even at that time, he was able to reply Saul, King Saul very calmly.
我只是你仆人啊，耶西的儿子。
I'm only the son of your servant Jesse.
啊，可见呢、啊，以利亚的心里面啊，他极度的不平衡。
So we can see from all of these that Elijah's own heart had some had a sense of envy.
他是用极度偏差的眼光来看大卫。
He used a very prejudiced mind and eyes to look at David.
所以无论大卫怎么做
，So it didn't matter what David had done.
在他的眼中看来都不顺眼。
Eliab just didn't like David.
所以到底是谁心里怀着恶意啊
？So who was it that had an evil in his heart？
不是大卫
，Not David.
哈，正是以利亚他自己啊。
It was Eliab.
啊，如果我们人有的成见，有的偏见之后，我们所看的一切，那都是不一样。
When we begin to hold a prejudice in our hearts, we will look at everything differently.
有一个故事这么说。
There was a story.
说有一个樵夫啊，他在森林里头砍柴啊。
A lumberjack was cutting down trees in the forest.
有一天他发现他新买的斧头不见了。
And one day he realized that his new axe was lost.
在家里呀、啊，方片啊，这个方向倒柜、啊、也找不到他的新斧头啊。
And he turned over everything in the house, but could not find the axe.
啊，他开始就怀疑呀、啊，他隔壁呀、啊、那个小孩呀、啊，是不是他偷了我的斧头
？And he became suspicious of the little kid next door.
啊，因为啊，当我买了那把新斧头啊，我曾经向他炫耀过啊，你看我这把斧头啊是新的，多么锋利啊。
He remembered when he just bought the axe, he showed it to this neighbor's kid, and say, "Look at how good this axe is."
所以我想啊，可能是他偷我的斧头。
So he said in his heart, "I think this little kid stole my axe."
啊，自从有这样子的啊这个偏见之后啊，他看隔壁的小孩子就不一样了。
Ever since he began to have that suspicion, he started looking at the little boy differently.
看他走路的样子，根本就像个小偷啊。
And when he watched the little boy walk on the street, he said he walks like a thief.
啊，我在跟他讲话的时候啊，啊啊这样啊，吞吞吐吐啊，这看啊，就是他。
And when he talked with the kid, he noticed that this kid was stuttering. He said it must have been him.
啊，一定是他偷我的斧头。
He must have stolen my axe.
那是因为没有证据啊。
But he could not prove it.
也不能说啊，叫他对方把斧头叫出来。
He couldn't just say to the boy, hand over the axe.
啊。所以只好带着旧的斧头啊啊到森林工作。
So he could only bring out his old axe to go to work in the forest.
啊，结果啊，在森林里头啊，哈、啊，一棵树的啊，这个树啊，这个树根上面啊，看到他的斧头在那边。
And when he came to the forest, he saw his new axe lying on next to a tree.
才想起说啊，原来啊啊，他带着他的新斧头。啊、在森林工作的时候、啊、刚好隔壁村的、啊、另外一个樵夫、啊啊、约他去喝两杯、啊啊、所以、啊啊、就忘了在那边了。
And it turned out that what happened was when he was cutting trees in the forest, a nearby lumberjack invited him to have a coffee break, and he left his new axe on the stump and went to have a coffee break.
是他自己忘了。
He himself had forgotten the axe.
啊，斧头找到了。
Now he had found the axe.
回到家里。
He came back home.
啊，同样又看到了邻居的小孩。
And saw the neighbor's boy.
不再怀疑他是偷斧头的。
He no longer suspected him.
看他走路也不像偷斧头的。
And this boy no longer walked like a thief.
听他讲话也不像偷斧头的。
And he no longer talked like a thief.
因为他根本就不是偷斧头的人。
Because the boy was never a thief in the first place.
难道是他隔壁的邻居的小孩啊？啊，突然之间改变他走路的姿势、讲话的方式吗？
Is this because the neighbor's boy had suddenly changed the way he walked or the way he talked?
没有。
No.
改变的是什么？
What changed?
是。这个樵夫啊，他的眼啊的偏见哦。
It was the lumberjack's prejudice.
好，所以同样的。
So in the same way.
啊，以利亚在这里。
Eliab in this story.
啊，他为什么那么武断的断定大卫骄傲，大卫心里怀着恶意
？I was very quick to judge that David was presumptuous and evil.
啊，如同我们刚刚所分析的。
Just as we have analyzed.
因为他心里不平衡啊。
It was because he was envious.
啊，因为他没有。
He did not have anything.
他没有那个对抗非利士勇士哥利亚的那个勇气啊。
He had no courage to face Goliath.
啊，他没有那个能力。
He had no strength.
没有能力依靠神来出战。
He did not put his trust in the Lord and go out to battle.
啊，他更没有大卫那个为神的荣辱而交心的广大胸怀啊。
And he did not have the zeal for the Lord that gave him the courage.
啊，所以以利亚他的不能以及没有。
So Eliab was incapable and he had nothing.
造成他的偏见。
And because of that, he had a prejudice.
造成他误解大卫。
And because of that, he had a misunderstanding against David.
啊，甚至武断的啊来定大卫的罪啊。
And he even condemned David.
好，这也值得。我们来做一个自我的审视跟检讨啊。
Now this is something for us to think about and examine ourselves against.
啊，今天我们会不会也因为我们本身的能力不足，我们本身的不愿付出，对于那个愿意付出、有能力的啊啊这个工人啊，像以利亚的情节一样？
Today, have we committed the same mistake that Eliab did? Do we have the same attitude towards another worker of God because of our inability and our lack of zeal?
啊，骄傲啦，爱出风头啦。
Have we criticized our fellow worker as someone who is arrogant and who like to show off?
啊，心里怀着恶意啦，想要当负责人啊，要按例长职吧。
Have we ever criticized someone who is very fervent in the church? Well, maybe he just wants to be ordained as a minister.
会不会也犯了以利亚这样的以小人之心度君子之腹的这样的缺失啊？
Have we perhaps had the same kind of prejudice that Eliab had?
这值得我们去思考。
This is something for us to ponder.
啊，求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
让我们、啊、都能够用正确的眼光 来看待事情，看待人。
May all of us make judgments with a just and fair mind.
好，早上我们所分享的。
This is the story we have analyzed this morning.
是因为自己的不能，自己的没有而错看别人。
It's a story about someone having a prejudice and having a wrong perception about someone because of his own inability and lack of zeal.
其实，在我们人生里头，我们还有另外一种的错看啊。
And in our lives, there could be another kind of wrong perception.
自以为自己有什么而错看别人。
And this other kind of wrong perception is based on the assumption that he has something when he actually has nothing.
无论你自己有。
Regardless of whether you have something.
或者是自己没有。
Or that you have nothing.
重点是不能够有任何的错看。
The important thing is not to have the wrong perceptions about people.
错看自己或者是错看别人。
Wrong perceptions about others as well as wrong perceptions about yourself.
在我们人生都会带来很大的遗憾。
Such wrong perceptions will bring much regret later on in our lives.
同样在我们侍奉里头啊，也会带来相当大的偏差跟伤害。
And such wrong perceptions will bring about great harm to our service to God.
求神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.